It's time for today's daily devotional, and this week we're talking about From the Cross to the Empty Tomb. Today we're going to focus a little bit on the silence of Saturday. Our scripture comes from Matthew 27, 59 through 60. Joseph took the body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and placed it in his own new tomb. Now, Saturday is a day that we don't really talk that much about because there's no miracle, there's no crowd, there's no voice from heaven. There's just silence. Jesus is in the tomb and the stone is sealed. And from every visible angle, it just looks finished at that point. Saturday lives in between the space that what was and what will be. The cross had already happened. The resurrection hasn't yet come. And everyone is still left sitting in the tension of it. The disciples aren't celebrating. They're not expecting a miracle at this point. They're grieving and they're confused. And they're trying to make sense of something that doesn't make any sense at all. And this is a part of the faith that challenges us the most, when God feels quiet to us. Because we can handle action, you and I. We can even handle hardship. But silence, oh my gosh, that's just something so hard to deal with. When you pray and you hear nothing back, or when you're waiting for direction and it doesn't come, or when you're believing for change but nothing moves, silence can really make you question just about everything. Did I hear God wrong? Did I miss something? Is it even working? What's going on? But silence doesn't mean stillness. Just because God is quiet doesn't mean that he's inactive. Saturday may have looked like nothing was happening, but behind the scenes, everything was in motion. The plan wasn't paused, the promise wasn't broken, and the story wasn't over. It was just unfolding in a way that no one could see yet. And anyone can have faith when something is happening, but real mature faith is built in the waiting. Saturday faith says, I don't see it yet, but I trust you. I don't hear you right now, but I know you're there. This feels still, but I believe you're moving. Don't rush the process. We want to skip Saturday most of the time. We want to go from Friday pain straight to Sunday victory. But there's something that God develops in the waiting that you can't get any other way. That's patience and trust, endurance, dependence. Saturday prepares you for what Sunday will reveal. So what are you waiting for or waiting on for right now? Is it an answer to a job interview? Is it a breakthrough that you've been wanting and praying for? Maybe some healing or some direction? And more importantly, how are you handling the silence? The stone may have been sealed, but remember, it wasn't permanent. What looked final wasn't final. And what feels stuck in your life right now, it's not finished either. Lord, as we come to you in prayer, we know that waiting is hard and silence is uncomfortable, and sometimes we don't know what you're doing. But help us trust you even when we don't hear you. Give us peace in the quiet and patience in the process. And remind us that just because we don't see the movement doesn't mean that you are not working. Strengthen our faith in this in-between season and help us hold on to your promises. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.